research I've done this season has been on rookie production and what kind of relationship rookie production has on rest of career production, based on when they're drafted or if they're an undrafted free agent. I'm trying to understand where are those points where we might predict that a drop off will occur with certain players. At running back, there are a bunch of interesting rookies. Ashton Gente and Quinshon Judkins own their respective backfields. Omarion Hampton did until he got hurt. Trevion Henderson and R.J. Harvey are kind of, waiting, biding their time, and waiting for that opportunity. Those were the first five picks in the last draft. It's pretty consistent in that way. You get a lot of early drafted running backs, and they're expected to make an immediate impact, or at least a year two impact at worst. If it's not a year two impact, then something's not right, either with the way that team configured things or with the way that player is developing. Then things get a little more intriguing when you start getting into those middle rounds, fourth round, Cam Scadabo, obviously jumping to the forefront of fantasy. No one else in the fourth round except Woody Marks, and he's still firmly behind Nick Chubb until further notice. Fifth round, you have general handcuffs like Jaden Blue and DJ Giddens. On into the sixth round, Ollie Gordon, maybe Taj Brooks in Cincinnati, who knows? Seventh round, Kyle Menange, and Bruchard Smith and LaQuint Allen to an extent, kind of making a little bit of noise. And then you get to the end of that. And it's Jacorey Kraske Merritt. I know people like to call him Bill. I'll call him Kraske Merritt for this podcast. He is a fascinating, it goes without saying, fascinating rookie running back. Lot of hype this summer. Compared to ADP, maybe the most hype of any rookie running back this summer. I was down on him. I didn't see it. I didn't see how in a crowded backfield, a seventh round rookie at 24 and a half years old could break through. And that age matters. If you've got rookie 24-year-old running backs, that is generally not a good sign for their longevity. If they're playing out a full 4-year contract plus a 5th-year option, they're 29 and a half by the time they're starting the next contract. That's not an ideal time for teams to invest in a running back. So Kraske Merritt essentially is playing on one contract, and that might be it, given the misfortune of his advanced age. He also doesn't have a lot of catches. He's had at most two targets in a game this season. Didn't have a lot of catches in his full season that he had his second to last year in college. He had like seven catches. Next year he was out for most of the year. He's not someone who has shown that he's good in the passing game, or at least effective, or at least targeted at the very minimum. Maybe he would be good if he were more targeted, but if he were better, I think he would be more targeted. I think he would be a more complete running back. Instead, he's more of a two-down back, highly efficient, over 5.5 yards a carry, on a team where Jaden Daniels is the biggest running threat on the team, arguably. And Kraske Merritt is doing the best he can do, I think, given the circumstances. The question becomes, can he do more than that? I mean, he is, even in limited role and more recently a bigger role, he's the RB27 in total points. That's not bad, entering week seven. A lot of that help is four touchdowns. I mean, that makes a big difference when you're scoring. And maybe that's to his benefit. I've talked about that before. I don't want to knock people because they score, but it's also not as sustainable as touches and even yards per carry. Losing two fumbles is obviously a big deal. Ramondre Stevenson can get away with it. Guys like maybe Tony Pollard, been around the block, can get away with it. Pollard has a couple lost fumbles this year. Kraske Merritt has lost two, and there's no one else in the top, 100 running backs who's lost more than one besides those guys I just mentioned. Derrick Henry is another one, excuse me. Oh wow, and Kyren Williams. I just found that. So you've got five guys. Four of them are all locked in either starters or Ramondre Stevenson, who's not losing much ground at this point because of the fumbles. And then you have Crosby Merritt. He is the one outlier, the rookie seventh rounder, age 24. One of those fumbles, I understand, probably not his fault. But still, you've got a guy who is the most talented running back and also, so far, somewhat of a liability. And added to that, quite possibly not the longevity of many rookie running backs who are starting in year one. If you're good enough to start in year one, but in 2 to 3 years, the game might pass you by, and that might be unfair to say, but I don't know the Crosby Merritt in terms of how he runs and kind of his background, his experience, and what he brings to the table, if he can sustain this for 2, 3 years. So I've been wrong about him, admittedly. I'm here to say that. I did not think that he would be the last man standing in this backfield. Clearly it's deserved. And going forward, I think right now he is at peak value, or he is as close to peak value as you can get for being a starting running back on a team. That essentially there is no one competing. And at the same time, if Washington continues to play well enough to be in the playoff hunt, I believe they will be buyers at the trade deadline. Remember, they thought they were going to have Eckler for the whole season. They don't. The drop-off to Jeremy Nichols is huge. Chris Rodriguez is not even playing at this point. They need someone besides Crosby Merritt. So my view is that at a certain point, if Washington wins enough games and is, looking to kind of get to that next level, they're going to be in the market to add someone who can have an immediate impact. And that's going to wreak havoc on Crosby Merritt. So enjoy him, and clearly, again, I was wrong about him, and I don't think the Commanders are content with a guy who is 24, who does very little in the receiving game, who's already lost two fumbles in the last 2 weeks, leading them to the playoffs. I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog. Email me anytime. We'll see you tomorrow.